And welcome to this episode of NFP here on KVLU. I'm Jason, your host. On this program, I speak with representatives from local nonprofit organizations. My guest on the program today is John Rollins. He is with the United Way of Beaumont in North Jefferson County. And our topic is Day of Caring. Well, before we get started on NFP for today, as always, John, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
We want to talk about a specific event, and we've addressed this on the show before, but it's being approached a different way as many different events for nonprofits are, and it's the Day of Caring. Now, we talked about it last year, and it was in March as the pandemic was really, really starting to get really intense. And so this year, what are y'all doing differently a year later?
Yeah, so we actually, this was my last radio interview last year before the shutdown.
Right.
The event would have taken place, but we were all shut down, trapped in our homes. So we made it virtual last year, and we are continuing with that virtual atmosphere this year. So what we've done is we have reached out to United Way's 20 local nonprofit partner agencies, and we asked each of them, you know, what are two things that you need all year long that you never have enough of, and something that will help you to implement your programs that your nonprofit provides for the community? Something that we can help you collect through the community and you don't have to go out and spend money on it. Because the more of these things that we can get for them, the more money that can go out to help individuals in the community who need help.
Yeah, without a worry about supplies that are so needed often.
Absolutely. And that's the thing with nonprofits, you know, that overhead cost is there because they have to have these supplies to, you know, put on their programs. And that's kind of what the thought process behind this virtual donation drive was. We've done something similar to this before, and we actually came on NFP for that too. We called it our Just Because drive.
Okay.
And, so this, the thought process behind it is, you know, around the holidays and in the fall, you see donation drives everywhere, but it's these other months, you know, February, March, April, May, that you don't see as much of that going on, even though there are still needs. So that's kind of the approach we're taking this year. And the feedback that we've gotten from the community so far has been extraordinary. We've already had over 25 businesses reach out that want to host a donation box at their company or their business. And people are just really getting behind the event, and we're happy to be able to continue this event, but in a little bit safer of a manner, just because COVID is not going anywhere anytime soon. Sadly, it doesn't seem to be. So this is where we are.
This is where we are. I mean, we've got the list here, and we'll be directing people there. But I mean, it's student scissors to masks, paper products, bath towel sets, alcohol prep pad, disinfecting wipes. I mean, sit on bean bags for kids, liquid laundry detergent, dog food, pet food, markers, matte pencils, socks, men and women, canned food. I mean, there's several items, and I'm listing some of them out of here so people that are listening can kind of get an idea about what is needed. And
the few you just named, these are benefiting nonprofits that you see all the time, that you hear their name and you know that they're doing great work in the community. Mm-hmm. And this is what they told us, you know, would help them tremendously as far as not having to go out and spend as much on these things. So if we can help stock them up for a while, that's the purpose behind this event. But the really neat thing about this year's Day of Caring, yes, we will have this donation drive. It's going to be going on until the week of March 15th.
Okay.
So the week of March 15th through the 19th, that will be whenever individuals and companies can drop off what they've collected to the United Way office. Our office is 700 North Street in downtown Beaumont. And we did it that way so we don't have people popping in every single day, because our building is kind of like most, you know, we're kind of taking COVID very seriously. So we thought if we have just 1 week where we can kind of stagger donations coming in, we can prepare a little bit better that way. And then we'll house the donations here in our office, or possibly in one of our partners' warehouses, depending on how much we collect. And then, but the actual day of caring will be Friday, March 26th. And okay. what that's going to be, it's going to be kind of like a culmination of this entire fourth annual Day of Caring event. And it will be a community-wide distribution to serve 500 families who have been financially impacted by the pandemic. And that's going to be food. Hopefully we have some children's books for the kids. And then we'll have some prescription savings cards available as well. So just a chance to really give back. And that's where we are seeking out sponsorships to help us cover the cost for the Day of Caring event. And we'll need volunteers as well, but all that kind of will come later. But for now, we're just really pushing those donation items and trying to encourage people to, you know, this is a way to get involved. If your company can't support financially, this is a way to get your employees involved in another sense.
Where can people view the list that we spoke of and highlighted a little bit?
So you can visit our Facebook page. That's United Way of Beaumont and North Jefferson County. And we have a full list on there. Otherwise, you could email me, jrollins, R-O-L-L-I-N-S, at uwbmt.org. And I can send you a full list. If your company wants to serve as a drop-off site, I can make you a customized flyer. And we make it as simple as possible. We just really appreciate the help and the support. And the way that this has taken off so far, we're excited to see what we're able to collect this year.
Oh, it sounds great. And it's a great way to modify it and take care of some of those much needed items that nonprofits in this area need daily to function specifically. Very, very crucial things. As always, John, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. We appreciate you guys very much.
My guest today on NFP was John Rollins. He is with the United Way of Beaumont in North Jefferson County. Our topic was Day of Caring. Donations will be taken at the United Way office during the week of March 15th through the 19th. For more information, you can visit uwbmt.org. Remember, you can find NFP as a podcast now on all the major podcast platforms. And of course, you can tune in each Thursday morning right here on 91.3 KVLU. Stay connected.